talk about you and your money. We've got Treasury official Gregory Till joining us this morning to talk about the official launch of MyRA. It's a new way to save for retirement. Good morning, Gregory. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
So who is this MyRA targeted? Who should utilize this?
Well, MyRA, My Retirement Account, we launched just last Wednesday. It's a new, simple, safe, and affordable savings option for people who don't have access to a retirement savings plan at work. There are millions of Americans in this country who have not been able to save enough for retirement. And it's really targeted at those individuals. Those without workplace plans often include part-time, temporary, contracted individuals, small business employees. It also includes a lot of self-employed folks who are eligible for the program and are very good candidates for it. There are a lot of barriers to savings that are out there. The cost of opening and maintaining a retirement account, the difficulty in making choices among investment options, concerns about losing invested money, the need to access funds quickly for unexpected expenses or emergencies. MyRA was really developed to overcome these barriers and help people save. So it's a starter retirement account that can give people confidence they're taking steps in the right direction.
Many times with the opening of the account, there's maybe a minimum requirement. There's a lot of things that you kind of have to work through. What kind of is the basic requirement for MyRA?
The only requirements that you really have to be able to open an account are the same requirements that you have for any Roth IRA account. Beyond that, we've designed it to be as accessible as it can be. You can sign up in a matter of minutes at myra.gov. The accounts have no fees. There's no risk of losing money. There's no minimum balance or contribution requirements. Get started pretty much immediately with it. There's a number of ways you can fund the account as well.
Like other accounts, though, are you penalized if you take the money out early?
Well, you can take out the principal, and there's no penalty associated with that. And in some cases, you can withdraw the interest as well. But the rules there are the same for any Roth IRA account. We have no additional requirements that are placed upon individuals if they decide that they need to be able to pull their money out of the account.
We're talking this morning with Gregory Till from the U.S. With the U.S. Treasury about MyRA. This is a way for people to save. You just launched this. Any idea how many people have suddenly decided to take advantage of it? Or I know we're getting the word out today, but what does it look like for you as far as the use of this?
We've seen a great interest in this over the last week. We've been very encouraged by the amount of people who have been coming to the website and going through the process. I don't have the number with me right now. It's constantly changing, but we've been very encouraged by what we've been seeing in terms of folks coming to the website and going ahead with the enrollment process.
And then what kind of tracking is involved with this? Are you sending out information, emails? Do we just have to have an account that we keep accessing? What kind of a conversation do you have with the owners of these accounts?
Once you go ahead and set up the account, you can begin funding the account. You can go back to myra.gov to be able to view your account balance and maybe change the amount of money that you're placing in there. But there would be email alerts that would go out. It would be similar to what you would see with many type of accounts out there, ranging from like online banking type alerts to reminders if you're going to be funding your account, you have a reminder that their funds are about to come in, that type of thing. So there's just basically your standard notices that you would receive by email that you would probably see with generally any type of online account.
Is there an opportunity here for direct deposit, let's say, out of your payroll?
Yes. There are three ways that you can fund the account. One is by direct deposit from your payroll. So that is something we have a form online that you can take to your employer, or your employer may have their own process for handling that. But direct deposit is certainly an option. You can fund the account by taking money from your bank account, checking or savings account, putting that in your MyRA, and also starting this coming year, you'll be able to direct your tax refund, some or all of your tax refund, into your MyRA as well.
I'm looking at this MyRA, and I see that at some point it transfers into a a Roth IRA, there's like a limit on this or something, about 30 years or $15,000. Can you just briefly talk about that?
Right. So my IRA is a Roth IRA, and we do have a limit of $15,000 that's placed on the account. The reason for that is that we want this to be a bridge to the private sector. We want to help people really build up enough savings to be able to move over into the private sector. So we have a $15,000 limit on the account, and at that point, folks will move over and go into the private sector, and they'll have enough of a savings at that point to be able to take advantage of a lot of savings options in the private sector that maybe they otherwise wouldn't have been able to do at the time they began saving.
So this is
go ahead.
Well, so as you talked at the beginning, for people who don't have these at work, maybe they work part-time, this gives them a sort of incentive of saving it in kind of a simple way to get it, and once they build up a good nest egg, then they can kind of play with the big boys, so to speak.
That's exactly right, because a lot of those accounts you see in the private sector, well, not a lot, but there certainly are out there that they have a minimum contribution requirement or minimum opening balance requirement that maybe they can't afford straight away, but once they've been able to begin that habit of saving, build up a little bit of a nest egg in my IRA, then they'll be able to move that over to the private sector and take advantage of some of those great options that are out there.
Well, any incentive to get people to saving is what really we all try to do, and this is the one thing the U.S. Treasury is doing right now. Again, it's myra.gov, myra.gov is the place to go to find out more about this. Gregory Till with the U.S. Treasury, thanks for sharing the details, and it sounds like a pretty good program you got going. Thanks very much.